And a pleasant good afternoon to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. Dort College versus Doan on the docket. Women's game set to begin in about 10 minutes, while the men's game will follow at about 4 o'clock on a cold and rainy gray Saturday afternoon. It's bright and sunny inside the DeWitt, though, as we get set to pop the lid on the Great Plains Athletic Conference season. The Dort College Defender women come into today's contest 2-2 in overall, while the Doan College Tigers enter today's contest with a 3-1 mark. I had the opportunity to visit with Coach Craig Steensma earlier today about the matchup between these two ball clubs. And we had the opportunity to sit for just a few minutes and visit about the Doan College Tigers and what Dort College has accomplished up to this point. And here's what the coach had to say about his team and the Doan Tigers. As the defenders get set to take on Doan in a conference game. And, Coach, the majority of the non-conference season is behind you at this point, at least, and you take on the Doan team. Tell me what you know about the Doan Tigers today.
Well, they have a lot of seniors and good senior leadership. They've got very, very good guards. Cheryl Braithwaite is a second-team all-conference player last year. And then Madera Upanise, the post player they have, is also really, really talented. Good scorer, good free throw shooter. And so, they're going to be a handful for us to stop. And, they really come after you, full court pressure on defense. So, they present a lot of challenges for us as a young team that, it's why you come and play the game, and we'll find out a lot about ourselves today.
Tell me a little bit about your team. What have you found out about your team since the season began?
Well, we've made steady progress on offense, and we've worked consistently pretty hard on defense. So I think that we're making strides in the right direction. We're going to add a couple pieces today, and Kayla Brookice and Kayla Gasing to the mix and the rotation. And so, we'll see how that shakes out. Sometimes that can be a great thing. Sometimes it can take a little while, and it can be a process. So, we've found that we can do a lot of different things pretty well in terms of defensively, half court, full court, zones, and we'll try some different things today.
Will Doan try to keep it a half-court game? Will they try to push the tempo? What can we expect?
Well, they try to push it, but then when it's not there, they do a great job of looking inside to their post player. And, they're disciplined and balanced because they're seniors, and, they have four or five seniors in the starting rotation. So, that they're not going to scare, if we get up on them early or if we come after them. They've been through a lot of wars, so. That's one thing that we'll have to deal with.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about today's matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Doan College Tigers. And the Doan College Tigers, as I said, coming in 4-2. Let's take a closer look at them. Beg your pardon, 3-1. Their men are 4-2. Doan is averaging 70.3 points per game. They allow 55 points per outing. Tigers are making 39% of the field goals they take. They're getting out rebounded 40.3 to 45.3. Madra Upanisa averages 14.3 points per game. She converts 48.3% of her field goal tries, and she takes down a team-high 7 rebounds per game. Cheryl Braithwaite chips in 10 points per game. Savannah Lohmeyer is good for 7.3 points per contest. And Natalie Corris is averaging 6.7 points per game. Upanisa gets to the free throw line nearly 7 times per game and makes 75% of those attempts. For the Dort College Defenders, they're 2-2 this season with wins over York and Waldorf. Their losses are to Jamestown and Valley City State. The Defenders are averaging 62.8 points per game while giving up 60 points per contest. The Defenders are getting out rebounded 36.2 to 37.5. They do make 39% of the field goals they try. Opponents convert 36.9. Opponents turn the ball over 25 times a game to Dort College's 21. Kara Van Dyke averages a team-high 11 points and 8.5 rebounds per game. Brianna Spronk is good for 9.5 points and 6.8 rebounds. Kayla Adamson's come off of the bench for 9.0 average. Danelle Bone and Jamie Cook are at 7.3 and 7.0 points per game, respectively. The Dort women trail this series 8-6, but won a 78-53 decision in Sioux Center last year. That was the only meeting of the two on February 19th. Dort was led by Amber Sotsman's 19. Julia DeCucuc added 17 with 7 rebounds, and Bree Schneiderman contributed 15. Jamie Cook came off of the bench to score 9 points in the win. Lohmeyer had 11 points and 5 rebounds for the Tigers, with Nicole Skolnick adding 10 points. Dort College women were victorious in their most recent outing. That was a win over Waldorf last week Friday, November 11, by 77-50 score. The defenders raced to a 19-2 first-half lead and a 38-14 halftime advantage. Brianna Spronk led Door College with 18, while Van Dyke registered a double-double of 12 points and 13 rebounds. The Doan women lost to Kansas Wesleyan 78-63 Tuesday night after trailing 32-25 at halftime. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's basketball game. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, they will start number 15, Danelle Bone, averaging 7.3 points per game. Jessica Jelsma is number 23. She averages 6 points per contest. Kara Van Dyke averages 11 points per game. She's a sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota. Brianna Spronk wears number 35. She's averaging 9.5 points per game. She's a junior from Edgerton as well. And Jamie Cook is a 6'1 sophomore from Randolph, Wisconsin, averaging 7 points per game. For the Doan College Tigers, they will start number 21, Madra Upanisa, a senior from Riga, Latvia, averaging 14.3 points per game. She wears number 21. She averages 14.3 points per game. Ashley Daly wears number 25. She's a senior from Holdridge, Nebraska, averaging 3.7 points per game. Number 30 is Cheryl Braithwaite, a senior from Arapahoe, Nebraska, averaging 10 points per game. Savannah Lohmeyer is a 5'8 junior from Milford, Nebraska, averaging 7.3 points per game. And Brittany Little is a 5'10 junior from Petersburg, Nebraska, averaging 4.3 points per contest. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So we are going through the introductions of our starting lineups. And as we do that, let's tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They are in no particular order, and we thank them very much for their involvement. The Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. We are just about set for basketball. The opening tip is up. John Garrow tosses it in the air, and we are underway, and the ball goes out of bounds, touched by the Doan College Tigers. Doan College touches it, and the Dort College defenders will have it out of bounds on the sideline. Dort College's Jamie Cook will inbound the basketball. She gets it into Jessica Jelsma. Dort College in their white jerseys. Passes over to Danelle Bone, and the ball is tapped away, stolen by the Doan Tigers. Doan comes up with it. They'll set the offense. With the basketball is Brittany Little. Little passes it right side over to Braithwaite. Braithwaite drives right hand, or left hand, right side. It's good. Cheryl Braithwaite with the two-point basket to take the lid off of the basket for the Doan Tigers, and the Doan College Tigers have a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score as we get underway. 19:39 left to play in the first half. Dort College with the basketball in the backcourt is Sprock. Doan College showing full court pressure defense. Dort College fighting for it, alternating possession on the tussle at midcourt as Jamie Cook goes to her knees for it. Brittany Little forces the tie-up, and the Dort College defenders turn it over, and the Doan College Tigers have come out with fire in their eyes here in the first few minutes and have really pressed the tempo. Doan with the basketball. They pass left side. Tigers driving down to the baseline. Nothing there. They give to the cutter, Upanisa. Upanisa in the lane, and she's tied up by Danelle Bone. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball this time. So Dort College gets the ball inbounded to Jelsma. Jelsma comes over to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. She gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma across half court, working against the man-to-man defense applied by Braithwaite. Driving left side is Jelsma. Right hand, left side, no good. Rebound tapped by Van Dyke. It's loose, picked up off the deflection by Ashley Daly. Daly with the basketball. Daly, thank you. Daly gives it up, back over to right side to Braithwaite. Braithwaite with the ball. Braithwaite works it around the horn. They give it up down low. Upanisa muscles it up against Spronk. First shot, no good. Second shot is good. Upanisa with the putback of her own missed shot, and the Dort College defenders trail 4-0. With the basketball up the floor is Cook. Cook on the left wing. Stops. Kicks. Reversal. Right side Sprunk. Three-pointer high off the heel. No good. Rebound tapped out. Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it back over to Bone. Bone to Cook. Cook to Van Dyke. Doubled down on. Rifles it back over to Jelsman. Jelsman travels. Jelsman just a little too overeager, receiving the pass. Tries to go hard to the hoop, and she travels with it. Turnover goes to the Doan Tigers, and Doan leads it 4-0. 4-0 our score. Doan with the basketball as they get it across half court. Ball deflected into the backcourt. North College touched it. No, they did not. An over-and back violation as it was off of the legs of Cheryl Braithwaite. She had to chase it into the backcourt. North College will bring it up. So North College gets it on the over-and back violation. With the basketball is Bone. Bone driving. Stops. Gives right side. Sprunk. Sprunk baseline. Missed it. No good. Weak side rebound. Taken away by Little on the baseline. Little passes it off. Gambling into the passing lane is Jelsman. Jelsman unable to come up with it cleanly. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by North College. It'll be Doan basketball in front of the scorer's bench. North College trailing 4-0. 17:56 left to play. First half. Well, Doan came out pressuring all over the floor. Dort College did not respond well. Quite honestly, Dort College fortunate to be only down 4-0. With the basketball right side is Braithwaite. Braithwaite gives it up, comes back over to Upanisa. Upanisa travels with it in the lane. Madra Upanisa travels with the basketball, turns it over, and it's another turnover against the Doan College Tigers. Dort College will bring it up. With it in the backcourt is Bone. Bone to Sprunk. Sprunk in the backcourt with Bone. Sprunk gets it back over to Jelsma. Jelsma, Van Dyke. Van Dyke too strong off the glass. No good as they ran the break off of the pressure defense. North College did everything but put the ball in the basket at the back end of that fast break opportunity. And now we come back the other way. Doan with the basketball. Dort did exactly what you want to do against a pressure defense, and that is attack. Dump it down low. Upanisa misses it. Second chance shot. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball. Brianna Sprunk drops it off for Danelle Bone. Bone, right side, Cook steps into a three. Right wing, good. Three-point basket up and down for Jamie Cook, and the Dort College defenders trail 4-3. Three new faces coming in for Dort College at the next break. So Doan College with a basketball in the half-court set. Lob pass over the top on the back screen. Nobody's there for the open shot. They get it to Upanisa on the left elbow of the lane. She gives it up to Little. Little drives. Shot no good, but she's fouled on the play, and Little will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Foul's going to go on Brianna Sprunk. For Sprunk, that is number one on her. 4-3 our score. Doan with the lead. Shooting free throws, Little. She's 0-2 this season on free throws. First one is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Little. 5-3 our score, 16:39 left to play in the first half. Just underway, new players in for Dort College. You've got Adamson, Spencer, and Elise Marish in the contest. Second free throw is up and good as well. Staying on the floor, Bone and Van Dyke. That is Kara Van Dyke. Little makes both free throws. It's a 6-3 ball game, Doan in front. Dort with the basketball in the backcourt, Adamson. Adamson travels with it. Turnover against the Dort College defenders. Turnovers plaguing both teams in the early going. Dort College with four turnovers. Doan with three at this point. Inbounding the basketball just to my right at the scorer's table is Little. She gets it to Upanisa. We've got a travel called on Upanisa. Neither team taking care of the basketball here. With it in the backcourt is Bone. Bone comes back over to Spencer. Spencer, Adamson. Adamson at half court. Adamson passes right side over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone comes down to the baseline. Tries to shovel it cross court on the baseline. Spencer, the intended receiver. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Beg your pardon. It'll be against Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Ball comes in over the top to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it. To Marish. Marish on the right elbow. Steps to the free throw line. 15-footer no good. Rebound taken away by the Doan Tigers. Doan with the basketball. Bringing it up is Little. Little passes left side. Adamson tips it away. So Adamson got her hand on it. Knocked it away into the center bleachers. Here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. On the gold D on the far side. Pass goes left side with it. Is Daly. Daly, Braithwaite. Little, that is. Little back over to Daly. Daly gives it right wing to Beller. Left side elbow jumper is good for number 25, Ashley Daly. Daly makes it 8-3 so far. Dort College's lone points coming off of a field goal by Jamie Cook. Caravan Dyke with the basketball across half court. Comes back over left side to Bone. Bone with it on the wing. Doan College in a matchup the way it looks is Marsh. Marsh down to the baseline and she lost it. Eight to three, our score. Dort College trailing. And the Doan College Tigers walk the ball into the front court. Bellar running the point. Pass is deflected, picked up by Beller again. She comes left side with the basketball as Dubas. And Dubas has her pass tipped away in front of the Dort College bench. Doan will inbound. Throwing the ball in for the Doan Tigers will be Braithwaite. Braithwaite throws it in. Finds the open player. Now passes left wing. Driving the lane. Shot short. No good. Too hard off of the glass by Little. Rebound, though, comes out long. And the Doan Tigers work it around again. Braithwaite gives it up out front. Three-pointer on the way is good from the top of the key for Ballard. 11-3, our score. Dort College down eight. With the basketball in the backcourt is Spronk. Spronk to Adamson. Adamson off the right sideline with it. Adamson drops it off for Marish. Marish, two-point basket is good. Elise Marish with the two-point basket. Dort College trails 11-5. Adamson gambled for the steal, missed it. And the Doan Tigers work it back to the top of the key. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Spronk. Brianna Spronk out to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone in between the circles out front. She's got it, gives it up left side, and a travel called on the Dort College defenders and Danelle Bone. Danelle Bone traveled with it. Kayla Gasing checks into the contest. Jessica Gelsman checks in. So Dort College sending Kayla Gasink and Jessica Gelsman into the contest. Bailey Spencer, Elise Marish, and Brianna Spronk on the floor. They pass right side. This is Daly. Daly gives it up out front. Gets the return pass now. Daly on the right wing. Doan with the basketball, working it down into the left baseline. Pin down there, and the ball comes loose, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan with the basketball on the left side as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Ballar. Ballar looking. She passes into the right corner. Three-pointer on the way from the corner is good. She's got 6 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 14-5. 14-5, our score. Jessica Gelsma across half court. She's got it on the left wing. Gives it up to Marish. Marish at the top of the key. She goes down low for Gelsma trying to post up, and the ball is loose. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Doan basketball. Doan basketball, timeout on the floor. Dort College will use a 30-second timeout, trailing 14-5. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Doan basketball bringing it up is Ballar. She's got the hot hand here in the first half. 2 3-pointers. Doan basketball shot off the glass is good for Daly. Daly with 4. And the Tigers have an 11-point lead. Steal by Doan in the backcourt. Stepping into a long 2 is Megan Dubas. Dubas with the two-point basket, and the defenders trail by a baker's dozen at 18-5. Pass across midcourt. Here comes Doan back the other way. Tigers will rock into another three. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Gasink. Gasink for the basketball. Gasink in the backcourt with Jelsma. Gasink has it across half court, picks up her dribble, tries to pass it off, and the ball is deflected out. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will inbound the basketball on the sideline near midcourt, trailing by a baker's dozen with 12:47 left to play in the first half. We're nearing the midpoint of the first half. Dort College has to get on track offensively. Doan in a man-to-man defense. And we've got a hand check called on the Doan Tigers. Foul's going to go on Alyssa Wilcott. Wilcott whistled for the personal. Dort College to throw it in. They get it down low to Spronk. Spronk back outside to Cook. Cook left side, Jelsma. Jelsma drives in with the left hand. Count the hoop, and she's fouled. Jessica Jelsma with the two-point basket. She's fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Kara Van Dyke is in. Bailey Spencer checks out. Jelsma's free throw is up and good. Jelsma with the three-point basket, or the three-point play, I should say, the basket and the foul shot. And the defenders lead trail 18-8. Doan basketball. This is Dubas with it, and we've got a hand check called on Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma whistled for the personal on the drive on the right side by Dubas. Kayla Brookheis will check into the contest. Jelsma will check out. Inbounding the basketball for Doan will be Savannah Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer's pass deflected and taken away by Dort College. Bringing it up will be Gasink. Gasink on the right wing, picks it up, reverses it left side, Brookheis. Brookheis with it on the wing, tries to feed it down low for Spronk, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. 12:13 left to play in the first half. They get it to Gasink. Gasink looking down low, goes to Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke gives it down low for to Cook. Cook to Gasink. Gasink back outside to Brookheis, and we've got a hand check called on Doan. Hannah Dostal whistled for the personal. Her first, team's fourth. Dort College gets the ball inbounded. They go right side. Cook. Cook puts up a three. Too long. No good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan racing up the floor with the basketball is Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer looking down low. Instead goes on the wing to Daly. Underneath, muscling it up is Wilcott, and Wilcott is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Wilcott to shoot a pair, 50% free throw shooter coming into the ballgame. She's got a pair coming with her team leading 18-8. First free throw on the way is up. No good. Another free throw on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by Dr. James A. Jesperson Dental Clinic located in Rock Valley. Second free throw is up. That one's down. So Wilcott makes one of two. And the Tigers have a 19-8 lead. 19-8 our score. With it is Gasink. Gasink, Cook. Cook in the backcourt. Double team, gets it away, Gasink, ball deflected, picked up by the Tigers. Tigers racing back the other way, reaching in was Cook to swipe it, picked up by the Tigers, and we've got an over-the-back foul called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Kayla Gasink, her first. Doan College inbounding the basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get the ball inbounded, ball deflected into the backcourt by Brookheis, picking it up, the Doan Tigers. Tigers pick it up in the backcourt. They get it past cross-court over to Daly. Into the corner. Doan with the basketball. Doan working it. Pass comes right side. Three-pointer up and good. Three-pointer by Lohmeyer. And it's a 22-8 ball game. In the backcourt with it is Brookheis. Brookheis to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Gasink. Gasink ahead to Spronk. Spronk with a left hand cut. Miranda Spronk with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead a trail 22-10. Two teams trading quick field goals there. One a three, the other a two. Steal by Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Crossover dribble. Drives the lane. Puts it up. Drew the contact. Foul called. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two as her shot doesn't go down. Two free throws on the way. Opportunity here for Gasing to make it a 10-point game. First free throw, no good. Another one on the way for Gasing. .10:44 left to play. First half, Dort College trailing 22-10. 22-11 as she makes one of two. So Gasing makes one of two. Doan College with the basketball, bringing it up. Long pass over the top, and it was a defensive breakdown by the defenders. And the easy layup for Cheryl Braithwaite. She's got 4 points. 24-10, Dort College down 14 with it in the backcourt. They get it over to Gelsman. Gelsman to Spronk. Spronk at half court. Gets a screen, and now we've got a blocking foul called on the Doan Tigers, I believe. So foul's going to go on number 24, Megan Dubas. Dubas whistled for her second personal. 10:23 left to go in the half. Well, the basketball is Gelsma. Dort College trailing by 13, 24-11. Heavy ball pressure on the wing. It's taken away by the Doan Tigers. Laying it up with the left hand is Cheryl Braithwaite. She's got 6 first half points. Doan leads 26-10. Gelsma with the basketball on the left side. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Might have traveled with it. No call made. Gets it away to Spronk. Spronk misses the short shot. Gets her own shot back. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the ball. Doan coming up the floor quickly. They feed it out front to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer gives it up right wing. Dubas. Dubas cross court. Braithwaite. Braithwaite down to the corner. Nothing there. They let fly with another three. This one's no good. Rebound tapped out. Gelsma can't hang on to it. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. Kept alive that time by Morgan Dubas. And the Dort College defenders facing an uphill battle right now, trailing 26-11. Doan has been able to force the up-tempo. Dort College has not been able to match. 9.5 minutes up to go in the first half. Dort College has to get this thing trimmed back down to single digits. Steal in the backcourt by Spronk. Dort College comes away with it. Spronk hands it off to Gelsma. Gelsma in between the circles. Jessica Gelsma on the left wing. They come back over to Bone. Bone with it, and we've got a hand check called on the Doan Tigers and Cheryl Braithwaite. Doan leading 26-11. Dort College will be shooting 1-1. Danelle Bone with a 1-1 opportunity on the way here. First free throw by Bone is up and good. She's got another one coming, trying to make it a 13-point ball game. A second free throw on the way for Bone. That one swishes through as well, and the Dort College defenders trail 26-13. 26-13, our score. 9 minutes left to go in the first half. Doan into the offensive end, Braithwaite. Braithwaite comes back out front to Little. Little's pass stolen, and we've got a turnover back by the defenders. Spronk turns it over. Spronk had it up on her shoulder, tried to bring it down to dribble, and took the steps with the possession of the basketball. She gets whistled for a travel violation. Doan working it. Comes back over to Little. Little on the wing. Dort College in a zone. They pass it underneath. Weak side help. Take it away. Weak side help. Taken away by Jamie Cook. It's called for a double dribble. And the Doan Tigers want a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Doan basketball after the 30-second timeout. They get it impounded, missed three-pointer. Dort College comes back the other way, trailing by 13, 26-13. Jessica Gelsma with the basketball. Gelsma gets it down low for Cook. Cook back over to Gelsma. Gelsma hacked from behind on the shot attempt. Brittany Little whistled for the personal. Gelsma will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul number one called on Brittany Little. To the free throw line will be Jessica Gelsma. So Gelsma with a pair of free throws coming. First one is up and good. Gelsma with 4 points. York College trails 26-14. And another free throw. York College trails 26-15. Five unanswered by the defenders, all on free throws. Coming back the other way, Doan with the basketball. They pass it left side. This is Daly. Daly goes high post to Upanisa. Upanisa to Daly. Daly left side. Braithwaite. Braithwaite drives. Left hand layup good. Braithwaite with eight. And the North College defenders trail 28-15. Pass ahead to Van Dyke. Here comes Door College attacking the pressure defense. They feed the trailer Gelsma. Gelsma puts it up. Shot no good. And the rebound taken away by Doan. Doan coming back the other way. Tiger basketball, Daly. Daly cross-court pass stolen away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke racing the other way. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. 28-17 our score. Door College leading by 11. 7:30. Door College trailing by 11. Beg your pardon. Doan with the basketball. Tigers have it. They get it over to Braithwaite. Braithwaite looking down low. They feed it to Upanisa, and Upanisa is fouled on the way up. So Upanisa will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as she was fouled in the act of shooting. So two free throws on the way for Upanisa. First one is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Upanisa. Upanisa came into the ballgame a 75% free throw shooter. She's got 3 points this afternoon. A second free throw coming for Upanisa. This one's up and down as well. So four for Upanisa. And the defenders trail 30-17. With it in the backcourt is Spencer. Spencer to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball across the midcourt stripe. That's Kara Van Dyke. Gives it up to Gelsma. Gelsma tries to feed it outside. And the ball is kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. 7:11 left to play in the first half. With it in the midcourt is Bone. Bone goes left side. Gelsma. Gelsma on the wing. Gelsma comes back over to Van Dyke, puts it on the floor. Right hand, left side, good. Kara Van Dyke with a pair of field goals. Dort College trails 30-19. Doan basketball leading by 11. Feed it underneath to Braithwaite. Braithwaite fouled on the play by Gelsma. And Gelsma's whistled for her second personal. Braithwaite will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Braithwaite already at 8 points this afternoon, well on her way to her average of 10. First one off the heel, no good. Another free throw on the way for Braithwaite. Jamie Cook will check into the contest. Kara Van Dyke will check out. Second free throw by Braithwaite is up. That one hits the rim and drops through. So Cheryl Braithwaite with 9 points. And the defenders trail by a dozen, 31-19. Elise Marish with the basketball in the backcourt. Gives it up to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone comes back over to Brookice. Brookice to Cook. Cook, layup, good. Count the hoop, and she's fouled. Jamie Cook with a 2-point basket. She's fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. Opportunity to get the lead down to single digits again. Stands at 31-21 right now. Free throw on the way for Cook is up, and the sophomore from Randolph, Wisconsin makes the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College trails 31-22, chipping away at what was a 16-point deficit. Doan basketball right wing. Driving with the left hand is Daly, and they throw it away. Turnover Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College in the backcourt with it. They get it inbounded. Comes over to Cook. Cook right side to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone at the free throw line. Stops. Gives it Cook. Cook underneath. Wide open Spencer. Layup good. Bailey Spencer with a two-point basket. And it's a 31-24 ball game. Dort College trailed at 1:26-10. They've outscored Doan 14-5 since then. Doan with it. Shot on the way, and we've got a travel called on the Doan Tigers. Doan College, Ashley Daly, traveled with it before she could put the ball on the floor. Dort College has it in the backcourt. Cook. Cook at the free throw line in the backcourt, walking it up, now at the midcourt stripe. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice in between the circles. Brookice tries to pass it off. Braithwaite, I thought, deflected it. So did Coach Craig Steensma, but they say it was last touched by a Dort player. It'll be Doan basketball. 5:35 left to play. Doan basketball. Doan. They get it to Braithwaite at the point. Braithwaite driving. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Cheryl Braithwaite's been difficult to stop. The entire first half, she's got 11 points. And the defenders trail by 9, 33-24. Jamie Cook bringing the ball up for the defenders. She goes over to Brookice. Brookice to Morris. Puts it on the floor at the free throw line. It's taken away. Here comes Doan. Doan coming back the other way. Braithwaite. Braithwaite feeds top of the key. Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer with the basketball. They come back over to Braithwaite. Braithwaite nearly loses it. Picks it up off of the dribble. Pass underneath. Wide open shot is good. Two-point basket to Dostal. The assist to Upanisha. And Doan pushes the lead back to double digits at 35-24. Bounce pass down low to Marish. Marish puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Doan unable to control it. Ball goes out of bounds. Dort inbounding the basketball. They get it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk comes, gets it back from Van Dyke. No, it's taken away by Doan. Doan on the fly. Right side with it is Ballar. Ballar had the hot hand earlier. They get it over to Braithwaite. She lets fly with a three. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Doan and Dostal, and a foul called on the shot, and Dostal will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So free throws on the way for Hannah Dostal. 4:12 left to play in the first half. Dort trails 35-24. First free throw no good, another one on the way. A second free throw for Dostal. The left-hander's free throw is up and good. And they will wave it off and indicate the lane violation on the Doan Tigers. So lane violation on the Tigers. Dort College will get it. So no point on that free throw. It's 35-24. You wave off the free throw. The infraction negates the free throw attempt. With it on the right side, this is Caleb Brookice, and Brookice is tied up on the play. Dort College basketball, free throw line extended. On the far sideline, it'll be Jamie Cook throwing it in. Jamie Cook to Traeger, throws it in to Spronk. Spronk with it at the top of the key, puts it on the floor and travels with it. Traveling the violation called against the Dort College defenders here in this first half. Turnovers have been a problem for both teams. Unofficially, Doan with 13, Dort with 17 first half turnovers. Three-pointer no good. Rebound tipped out and last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Inbounding the basketball will be Caravan Dyke. Caravan Dyke inbounding the basketball. She gets it in to Jamie Gase. Kayla Gaysink, that is. Kayla with the basketball. Kayla on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Sprock. Sprock with it. Van Dyke driving. Lost it on the way up. Picks it up now off the drip on the rebound. And they get it back outside to Brookice. Brookice with it on the right wing. Brookice comes back over to Cook. Cook, three, can't go. Rebound taken away by Doan. Braithwaite, long pass over the top. Dostal with the left hand, no good, but she stepped on the baseline out of bounds as she drove baseline. And the North College defenders will get it back, trailing by 11 with 3:06 remaining in the first half. Ball inbounded to Sprock. Sprock with it. Sprock driving baseline, double teamed, and we have a foul called. Brianna Sprock will go to the free throw line to shoot two as North College is in the double bonus. Foul's called on Madra Upanisa, her first. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Sprock. First one is good. Got another one coming. 1-1 opportunity. This one's up and good. So Sprock's got 4 points. And the defenders trail 35-26. Doan basketball. Pass comes out front. Braithwaite. Braithwaite driving. Left hand. Left it short. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort basketball. With the basketball is Brianna Sprock. Sprock at the free throw line. Comes over to Gaysink. Kayla with the basketball. Lost it. It's loose, tapped out of bounds, last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, Dort College, after getting down 16, managing to battle to within 7 at one point. It's a 9-point ball game right now at 35-26. Cook trying to inbound the basketball to Van Dyke, and the ball is deflected out of bounds, last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. They throw the ball in over the top to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Kara puts it on the floor one time. Now comes back out front to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Lobs it down low. Van Dyke double team trying to kick it out. And she's collapsed on and a foul's called. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot two. It's double bonus time for the defenders. So double bonus time. Kayla Adamson checking into the contest. First free throw by Kara Van Dyke is good. Van Dyke with 5. Cook will check out of the ballgame. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. 35-28, Dort College down 7. 2:25 left to go in the half. Doan basketball. Tigers. They pass it down low, intended for Upanisa, and it goes out of bounds. Braithwaite is unable to find Upanisa underneath for the pass. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Van Dyke throws it in to Jelsma. Jelsma working against Braithwaite. Here comes Jelsma with the left hand. Jelsma pulls it out, sets it up. She'll drive in, left-handed layup. And they call a charge on Jelsma. Two minutes left to go in the half. And the North College defenders trailing 35-28. Just had a charge called on Jelsma. And from our vantage point, did not look like it. Now Kayla Gaysink is fouled on the rebound. Over the back, foul called on the Doan Tigers. And Gaysink will walk the other way and shoot the bonus. So free throws on the way for Kayla Gaysink. Kayla Gaysink will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled on a rebound attempt. First free throw is good. Another one on the way. 2 points for Gaysink. North College down 6. Had to get Jelsma out of the ballgame. That's her third personal. And the defenders trail 35-30, 1:45 left to go in the half. Doan basketball. Savannah Lohmeyer with it. Lohmeyer. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Bone. Here comes Dort College. They get it ahead to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the fly, driving in, and that's going to be a... What's it going to be? I believe it's going to be a blocking foul. Well, they're going to call that as well on number 31. Another charge. This one on Kara Van Dyke, and that's number 3 on Van Dyke. So Dort College with two players in foul trouble. 1:31 till halftime. Van Dyke wasn't going to stop until she got to the basket. Got called for the charge. And now Kayla Adamson commits a foul in the backcourt, and double bonus time for Doan coming back the other way. Cheryl Braithwaite will shoot two free throws. First free throw by Braithwaite is up and good. Braithwaite now with 12 first half points. Doan leads 36 to 30. And she misses the second free throw. Here comes Brianna Spronk. Spronk with the basketball, driving in with the right hand, lays it up, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan coming back the other way. Tigers have it on the left side. Ball deflected by Bone, picked back up by the Doan Tigers. With it on the right side, Dostal. Gets it back into the corner. They feed it underneath Braithwaite, and Braithwaite has it stripped away by Bone. So Braithwaite unable to hang on to it down on the baseline. 1:05 left to play. Here in the half, Doan 36, Dort College 30. Inbounding the basketball will be Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer to Braithwaite. Braithwaite puts it up in traffic. Good. Braithwaite with another two. 38-30, Doan leads. 55 seconds left to go in the half. They go left side, Bailey Spencer. Spencer to Marish. Marish, two players around her, puts it up. A lot of contact, no call made. Here comes Doan with the basketball. Coming back right side, shot is up, no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by Dort College off of the missed shot. Two shot opportunities that time for the Doan Tigers and Alyssa Wilcott, and here come the defenders. 32 seconds remaining. They pass it in to Marish. Marish dumps it underneath for Spencer, and Spencer's fouled on the play. Bailey Spencer to shoot a pair. Kayla Brookice will check in. Foul's called on Wilcott. That's her second. Bonus time for the defenders here. Bailey Spencer shooting a pair. First free throw in and out, no good. Another one on the way for Spencer, trying to make it a 7-point ball game. Dort College had it down to 5 at 35-30. Second free throw by Spencer is up and good, so Spencer makes one of two. Three for Spencer, and the defenders trail 38-31. Tigers have it, length of the floor in front of them. Throwing it in will be Brittany Little. Little gets it away to Braithwaite. Braithwaite back to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer to Braithwaite. Braithwaite picks up her dribble, back over to Lohmeyer. 15 seconds now, shot clock is off. Ball deflected out. It's loose. Picked up by the Tigers. And Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer with it. 8 seconds left. Braithwaite. And Braithwaite travels with it. Braithwaite travels with the basketball. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. 6.6 seconds left to go. Length of the floor in front of them. Throwing it in will be Spronk. Spronk gets it into Gasing. 5 seconds left. Four. She's at midcourt. Feeds it right side, Bone. Bone lost it. That's the end of the half. 38-31 our score. The Dort College defenders trail the Doan Tigers by 7. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing the Doan Tigers at halftime of this Women's Great Plains Athletic Conference contest, 38-31 for the Dort College defenders. A slow start. They got down 18-5 at one point and trailed 26-10 near the 10-minute mark of the first half. It was 26-13. Dort College went on what ended up being a 5-point run to go from down 16 to down 11. trimmed the lead all the way down to 5 at one point. That was at 35-30 during that stretch. They outscored Doan 20-9 to make it a 5-point ball game. And we go to the halftime locker room with our score 38-31, Doan in front. Door College had it down to 36-30 near the end of the first half. Doan converted on a pair of free throws, if I remember correctly, and Door College made one of two free throws. Door College, two costly charging fouls, though, as they ended up with two of their key players, Jessica Gelsman and Kara Van Dyke, each picking up their third fouls on charges. The one against Gelsman, a questionable call from our vantage point. The one against Van Dyke, pretty easy to call as she put her head down and she wasn't stopping until she got to the basket. Door College did get to the free throw line several times, converting 14 of 16 free throws, while the Doan Tigers were limited to 7 of 11 free throw attempts. Back with a look at the numbers from the first half of play right after this. First half totals look like this for the Door College defenders, 8 of 22 from the floor, 36.4%, 1 for 4 on three-pointers, 25%, 14 of 16 on free throws, 87.5%. Doan College, 14 of 30 from the floor, 46.7%, 3 of 9 on threes, 33.3%, 7 of 11 on free throws, 63.6%. Dort's been out-rebounded 17 to 14. Turnovers have plagued the defenders, 19 in the first half, 16 in the first half for the Doan Tigers. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the individual totals right after this. First half totals look like this for individuals. Door College was led in scoring by Caravan Dyke with 6 points. 2 for 4 from the floor, 2 for 2 on free throws. 5 points for Jessica Gelsma. 4 for Brianna Spronk. 3 for Bailey Spencer, 3 for Kayla Gasing, 2 for Danelle Bone, and 2 for Elise Marish for their total of 31. For the Doan Tigers, 14 for Cheryl Braithwaite, 6 for 10 from the floor, 2 for 4 on free throws, 7 for Ashley Daly, 4 for Madra Upanisa, 3 for Savannah Lohmeyer, 3 for Callie Bilar, 2 each for Brittany Little, Morgan Dubas, Hannah Dostal, and 1 for Alyssa Willicott. Brianna Spronk with 4 rebounds for the defenders to lead them. Kara Van Dyke had 3 first-half rebounds. Kayla Gasink with 2. No one else with more than 1 for the defenders. For the Doan Tigers, 4 for Brittany Little, 3 for Madra Upanisa, 2 for Hannah Dostal, 2 for Savannah Lohmeyer. 4 different players have 1 assist each for the defenders. 4 different players have at least 1 assist for the Tigers. Doan led by Morgan Dubas with 2 assists. She's the only player with at least 2. Hannah Dostal credited with 5 first-half steals. Cheryl Braithwaite with 3 for the Tigers. For Door College, Caravan Dyke, 2 steals. Kayla Gasing with 2 steals. No blocked shots recorded so far this afternoon. 31-38, North College trailing by 7 at halftime in Women's Conference College basketball action. Today's broadcast of North College basketball made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home commercial investment and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com, and the dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. and by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. No report on the Dort College cross-country teams at Nationals. No report on those results yet, but if we get those throughout the afternoon, we'll pass them along to you. The Dort men as a team qualifying, and the Dort College women sending a pair to the NAI National Championships in Vancouver, Washington today. Coming up next week, Dort College on the road Tuesday night as they travel to Yankton, South Dakota to take on the Mount Marty Lancers. Women's game at 6, men's game to follow at about 8 o'clock. Next weekend, we'll be in the Black Hills with the men's basketball team as they take on South Dakota School of Mines and Technology and Black Hills State on successive days. A trip back into the SDIC, if you will, for Friday and Saturday. And then Dort College women on the road the following Monday as they travel to AIB in Des Moines. Let's take a two-minute break. And we'll be back with the start of the second half of action right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defender cross-country team, the men's team, placed 24th this afternoon at the national meet. Nathan Jackson was the first person to cross the line for Dort College in 88th place. We'll tell you more about that as the afternoon progresses. Right now we've got basketball with Doan taking the ball as we start the second half. Leading by 7, Tigers have it. Dort College needs to establish some defense early on in this half. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College electing to go with Jelsma. And with Van Dyke on the floor with 3 fouls each. We'll see if they get a quick breather shortly into the second half. Brianna Spronk racing the other way, has the ball stripped away, lost it out of bounds, and they're going to say Doan touched it last. So Dort College will catch a bit of a break there. Dort College to throw it in, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in, they get it in over the top. Underneath it goes to Cook. Cook rolls into the lane, and Jamie Cook with the right-handed shot, she's got 8, and the defenders trail by 5, 38-33. Doan basketball on the right side is Braithwaite. Braithwaite down to the baseline, nothing there. Upanisa. Upanisa on the elbow, fires it back outside. With it is Little. Little lets fly with a 3, and she hit it. Brittany Little with 5 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 41-33, an 8-point advantage for the Tigers. Foul in the backcourt is called on Ashley Daly. Ashley Daly whistled for the first personal of the afternoon, of the second half. She picks up her 3rd of the day. So the Dort College defenders will throw the ball in. They get it in to Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma throws it away. No one in particular. Braithwaite, 15-foot jumper, missed it. And it was blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. Jelsma got sloppy with it that time in the backcourt. Turned it over as she tried to pass it to the middle of the floor, and there was nobody there for the Dort College defenders. Ball out front, Doan with the basketball. Doan leading 41-33. Dort College had it down to 5 moments ago. They pass it over to Little. Little, lob pass down low. Upanisa take it away on the weak side, helped by Spronk. Here comes Brianna Spronk with the basketball. Brianna will drive in, dumps it off for Van Dyke. Van Dyke lost it on the way up, picked up by Doan, and the turnover woes continue to plague the Dort College defenders. My goodness, they can't hang on to the ball. Coming back the other way, Daly travels with it. No call made, actually carried the ball. And a foul called on the entry pass down low. Foul's going to go on the Dort College defenders and Brianna Spronk. That's her 3rd. Spronk has picked up her 3rd, so she is the 3rd player to pick up 3 for the Dort College defenders. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound, Van Dyke lost it. Picked up by Doan. Rebound cleared out by Cook. Cook with 2 players around her gets it away to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jessica Jelsma out front. Trying to set the offense. Jelsma drives in. Nothing there. Lost it. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Braithwaite. Here comes Doan. Doan with the basketball. Here come the Tigers. Savannah Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer, right side, Little. Back to Braithwaite. Braithwaite tries to shovel it up, and she is fouled on the play. It'll be interesting here if they give her two shots. Foul's going to go on Danelle Bone. So Danelle Bone whistled for the personal, and they will say it was a shot attempt by Braithwaite. York College did everything right on that defensive possession except for finish it out. Forced the player to the baseline, forced her into going up in the air with a bad shot opportunity, but committed a foul at the end that bailed Braithwaite out. Braithwaite missed the first free throw, makes the second. It's 42-33. Back to a 9-point advantage for the Tigers. Kira Van Dyke with the basketball. Back over to Bone. Bone throws it away. Well, for the Dort College defenders, it has been a half that is a ball game so far that has had its shares of starts and stops. And we've always said that this year's group, because of all the new faces, could have a lot of moving parts in it. You'd have to learn as you go. And this afternoon, one of those days where it's been awfully difficult. Dort College plagued by turnovers. And you just don't get shot opportunities then. Even if you're only going to make 30% of those shots you'd get, you're giving away too many chances. A foul called underneath. Upanisa is fouled on the play as she forces it up. Foul's going to go on Jamie Cook, I believe. And Jamie Cook whistled for her first personal. Team foul. Team foul number three on the defenders in this half. 17-16 left to play in the ballgame. That's in regulation. Pass comes into Upanisa. She puts it on the floor, dribbles it off of a defender's foot. Dort College comes away with a steal. Coming back the other way, Gelsman. Gelsman to Bone, and Bone unable to hang on to it as Upanisa got a hand on the pass. And here come the Doan Tigers with it. Doan with it on the right wing. Swing pass over the top, left side, three-pointer, good. Three-point basket by Brittany Little. She's got eight. Boy, oh boy, it has been difficult going for Dort College. Underneath Marish. Marish shot, rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Can't get it to drop, and that sums up the afternoon right there so far. Now there's still time to turn it around. But Dort College has to fight back from a double-digit deficit with 16:30 left to play. Shot partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Marish. Elise Marish with the basketball in the backcourt. Marish passes it ahead. They get it to Gelsma. Gelsma on the right wing. Jessica Gelsma looking down low. Nothing there. Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Bone. Bone, left wing. Danelle Bone gets it back over to Gelsma. Gelsma puts it on the floor. Drives the lane. Kick out Marish. Marish shot. Baseline good from 15. Left side. Elise Marish with 4 points. And the defenders trail 45-35. Steal by Gelsma. Gelsma at the free throw line. Stops. 13-footer. No good. Rebound tipped by Marish. Picked up by Doan. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Doan Tigers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. A 30-second timeout by the defenders, or I should say by the Tigers. Now Doan inbounding. They get it inbounded to midcourt. Coming up with it is Braithwaite. Braithwaite racing up the floor. She feeds it right side into the corner. Two-pointer on the way. No good. Left it short. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Kayla Gasing with the basketball in the backcourt. Being hounded there by Braithwaite. Gets it back over to Cook. Cook with the ball. Cook tries to feed it down low. And we've got a kick called on the Doan Tigers and Morgan Dubas. Dort College will throw it in front of the defender bench. They get it into Adamson. Adamson with the basketball. Kayla with it. Drops it down low for Cook. Cook looking. Faces up. Puts it up in traffic. Good. Jamie Cook with 10 points, and the defenders trail 45-37. Doan basketball. They come back out front. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Here comes Dort College on the fly. Kayla Gasing feeds Marish. Marish driving. Draws the contact. No call made. Bringing the basketball up is Callie Ballar. Ballar with the basketball. They come back over to Dubas. Dubas with the ball. Dubas comes back over to Ballar. Ballar right side. Little. Little with the ball. Ball deflected up. Picked up by the defenders. Here comes Marish. Marish driving in. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Morris with the two-point basket. She's got six, and the defenders trail 45-39. Comes back left side on the wing is Little. Little down to the baseline. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Adamson. Here comes Dort College. Adamson ahead of the packet goes Marsh, and Marsh can't hang on to it. It's loose. It hit the official in play and stayed in bounds, and that is a live basketball. You've got to stay in the play. And the Doan Tigers will inbound at length of the floor in front of them. Marsh will check out of the contest. Adamson, Cook, Spronk, Spencer, and Gasink on the floor for the defenders with 14:15 remaining. Dort College trailing by six. Doan has the basketball. They get it out front. This is Dostal with it. They lost it in the lane. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Not good. Rebound tipped out, and last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, Dort College finding a way just to hang around in this one. A day when they haven't played their best basketball, but they found themselves down by a manageable six right here. Jamie Cook with the basketball. Cook over to Adamson. Adamson with the ball. Adamson drives right hand. Layup good. So Adamson with the two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail 45-41 down to a four-point ball game, as close as Dort College has been since the early going. Three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Jamie Cook. Cook with the basketball. Here come the defenders trailing by four. They get it back over to Spronk. She'll slice the lane. Lays it up strong with the right hand. Good. Brianna Spronk with six, and the Dort College defenders have cut the lead down to two. At 45-43, timeout on the floor, charge to Doan. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Doan College Tigers leading by two. Dort College fighting their way back after getting down double digits early. Dort College making a ball game of it. They go high post. Doan with a basketball, working it right side over to Dostal. Dostal gives it up over to Daly. Daly in the corner. Daly comes back over to Dubas. Dubas drives in. Layup no good. And the two-point attempt by Hannah Dostal off the mark, but she's fouled on the play. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul charge to Dort College's Bailey Spencer. Spencer just picks up her first personal. First free throw is good. Three now for Dostal. Kayla Adamson checks out of the ballgame. Danelle Bone is back in. Second free throw is up, and this one's off the mark, no good. Ball is deflected out. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort basketball. They get it in to Brianna Spronk. Spronk in the backcourt. Brianna Spronk across midcourt, driving hard, dumps it off Spencer. Spencer layup good. Bailey Spencer off the assist from Brianna Spronk, and the Dort College defenders are back to within one at 46-45. 12 and a half left to go in the game. Doan basketball out front with it is Dubas. Dubas pass underneath intended for Upanisa. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College trailing by a point, 46-45. They've trailed by as many as 16 this afternoon. Ball inbounded to Kayla Gasink. Gasink in the backcourt. Gasink gets a screen. A little bit of traffic run for her by Jamie Cook. Gasink gets it back over to Cook. Jamie Cook, right side, Spronk. Spronk with the basketball on the wing. She drives into the lane. Nothing there. Back over to Cook for the lead. No good. 15-footer wouldn't go down. Cook trying to race into the corner to get to it. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Cook will check out. Morris will check in. 12:05 left to play in the contest. 46-45. Doan by a point. Tigers have the basketball. They pass it left side. This is Daly. Lob pass underneath for Upanisa. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball, trailing by a free throw. By the way, Dort College has to watch those fouls. They've got five already in this half. Doan has some fouls to give. They only have one called on them here in the first 8 minutes of the second half. With the basketball is Bone. Bone layup good. Count the hoop and she's fouled. Janelle Bone gives Dort College their first lead of the afternoon. Count the hoop and she's fouled. The foul called on Doan and Hannah Dostal. Dostal picks up her third personal. And Janelle Bone trying to give Dort College a 2-point lead. Free throw is up by Bone. It's good. You heard the old Danelle Miedema sneak in there for a moment, but Danelle Bone, that is her married name. An eventful summer for her as she got married. And Dort College grabs the lead for the first time with 11:34 left to go in the contest. Braithwaite back into the game for Doan. Braithwaite passes it back out front. Doan racing after it right now. Doan at a crossroads. Let's see if they can regroup. Dort College has gone on a 17-8 run to start the second half. Left side pass, Marish. Marish dumps it down low, Spronk. They double down on her and a reach-in foul called on the Tigers. Foul's going to go on the Doan Tigers in Braithwaite. For Braithwaite, that's number two. Doan will counter with Brittany Little checking back in. Hannah Dostal will check out of the contest. Doan going man-to-man on the inbounds play. They get it into Spronk. Spronk, two players around her, and she lost it. Picked up by the Doan Tigers. Here they come with an opportunity to tie it or take the lead. Doan by two, a down by two, and they pass it underneath, and Upanisa can't hang on to it. A turnover plagued last minute or so of this ball game. The whole ball game has really been pretty sloppy, an early season conference game. With it is Marish, fading away on the baseline. No good there for the rebound, and the putback is Spencer. Bailey Spencer sneaks in. She gets a putback, 7 points for the backup post player, and the defenders lead by four at 50-46. 50-46, Braithwaite down to the baseline. Puts it up, short-armed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marsh with the outlet pass gets it over to Bone. Bone across half court, 10-20 and counting. They get it right side Marsh. Marsh looking down low for Spronk. Spronk with it. Spronk puts it on the floor, double team, kick out Marsh. Marsh underneath again, Spronk. Spronk in traffic, and she's fouled on the play. It's going to be on Upanisa or Lohmeyer. Take your pick. It'll go on Upanisa. For Upanisa, that's number two on her. They're going to say she wasn't shooting. Inbounds play. So Dort College will inbound. They get it into Bone. Bone with it. Bone comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looks down low for Spronk. Spronk kick out back over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Danelle into the lane, nothing there, back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke picks up her dribble, looks, gives to the cutter, Bone. Bone driving in, and she's stripped, but a foul called on Braithwaite. Free throws on the way here for the Dort College defenders and Danelle Bone. Bone will shoot a pair. Five for Bone this afternoon, 7.3 points per game average. We're now past the midpoint of the half. First free throw no good by Bone. Another one on the way. So Dort's done a pretty good job on defense here in this half so far. Second free throw by Bone is up and through, so Bone makes one of two, and the defenders lead 51-46. Doan College basketball. Tigers. Braithwaite. Braithwaite. Reverse layup. Short-armed it. No good. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the basketball back on the tie-up. And a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Dort College coughs it up. Brookhuis can't hang on to it. Here comes Doan back the other way. Braithwaite off the window. Good. Basket by Braithwaite ends the run for Dort College of 8 points in a row. They lead now 51-48. Braithwaite with 17 points today, 14 of them in the first half. Ball tipped out, last touch by Doan. It'll be North College basketball. 9:13 remaining in regulation. Long ways to go in this one. Not a bad crowd on hand for this women's college basketball game. Saturday afternoon, first home conference contest for the women. Played a home game last Friday night, winning over Waldorf. They get it underneath Gason. Gason gets hacked on the arm, and it's going to go on Braithwaite, and that's number four on her. Braithwaite has picked up three in the last 3 minutes or so. And Kayla Gason will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. North College will be in the bonus from here on out as well, as the next foul will be Doan's seventh. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Gasink with 4 points, all of them from the free throw stripe. This is her first live action since joining the team at the conclusion of the volleyball season. Second free throw is up and good. So Gasink makes both free throws. She's got five. And the defenders lead 53-48. Back to a 5-point lead for the defenders. Doan basketball on the right side. They get it out front. Little looking down low. They're trying to find Upanisa, and we've got a foul called on North College and a reach-in foul called on Danelle Bone. ...53-48, North College with a 5-point lead, turning around a 16-point deficit from the first half. They get the pass inbounded to Little. Little kick-out pass, three on the way, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Jamie Cook. Here comes North College. Jamie Cook travels with it. No call made. Here comes Dort College. They get it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke in the deep right corner. Back over to Bone. Bone underneath Cook. Cook looking for the kick-out pass. Does. Bone. Three. No good. Rebound taken away by Little. Little comes away with it for the Doan Tigers. Across half court are the Tigers. Daly in the corner. We've got a kick called on the defenders. And Kayla Gasing. So Dort College will have it. They'll defend on the inbounds play. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes into Little. Little open for a three. Missed it. No good. The threes that were falling in the first half right now not falling for the Doan Tigers. Bone into the corner. Gasing. Gasing looking underneath Van Dyke. Nothing there. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side. Spencer. Spencer. Gasing. Gasing for the basketball, and she's fouled on the play by Little. Should be a 1-1 now for Gasing. Kayla Gasink with a 1-1 opportunity. The foul called on Brittany Little is her second. Jelsma will check in. Checking out Danelle Bone. 8:06 left to play in the ballgame. That's in regulation. Gasink leaves it short. Rebound tapped by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it back outside Jelsma. Jelsma to Gasink. Gasink back over left side. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma into the corner. Gasing. Gasing. Three ball. Oh, they say just a two. 2-point basket for Kayla Gasing. Defenders leading 55-48. With it on the left side. Tigers have it. Little. Little comes back out front. Doan with the basketball. In the right corner, Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer on the wing now. Comes back over to Little. Little into the corner. Daly. Daly left corner three. Answering. 3-point basket by Ashley Daly. She's got seven. And the defender lead is four at 55-51. 7:20 left to play in regulation. Left side pass, Gasing. Gasing to Spencer. Spencer Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Jelsma. Jelsma, two players around her. Three players around her. Lost it. Here comes Doan. Doan with the basketball. Tigers have it. They get it into the corner. Swing pass over the top, Daly. Daly hit a three moments ago, gets it to Upanisa. Upanisa with a 2-point basket, she's got six. North College leads by two, 55-53. Timeout on the floor, charge to the North College defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Earlier today, the North College men's cross-country team running at the national meet. Vancouver, Washington, North College places 24th. Nathan Jackson finished first for the defenders with 88th for points. Ryan Tholen, 104. Jeremy Van Worden, 118. Eric Tudor, 129. Steve Olson, a 150. North College's pack all within a minute of each other. 25-59 the top finisher, 26-48 the fifth finisher for the defenders. Right side, Cook. Cook lets fly with a three. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by the Tigers. Tigers have the basketball. North College leading by a pair. Doan with an opportunity to tie or take the lead. Daly with the basketball. Daly swings it around left side. Little. Little with the ball. Little gives it up. Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer back over to Daly, trying to back in Gaysink. Off the glass with the right hand. Slop shot goes in. Daly with nine, and we have our first tie of the ball game at 55-55. 6:12 left to go. Pass comes back over to Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma comes back over to Gaysink. Gaysink sets up, casts in a two-point basket. The long two by Kayla Gaysink. Gaysink with nine, and the defenders lead by two at 57-55. So Dort College regaining the lead on the long two by Gaysink. Looked like it might have had enough for a three. Didn't see her feet. Comes back over right side. Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer reverse layup. Rebound taken away by Dort College as it was partially blocked by Spencer. Rebound by Cook. They get it over to Jelsma. Jelsma baseline jumper. Van Dyke. Van Dyke two-point basket. Good. Van Dyke with seven, and the defenders trail 59-55. Defenders lead 59-55. Blocked by Spencer. Rebound taken away. Jelsma. Here comes Dort College. Jelsma driving in, lays it up, count the hoop, and she's fouled. The basket goes down. They call the foul. So a free throw on the way. And the free throw on the way here for Jessica Jelsma, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 61-55, Dort College by six. And a free throw coming here for Jelsma. Foul was called on Lohmeyer, and that was her second. 5:12 left to go. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Jelsma. Jelsma with 8 points. And the defenders lead 62-55. 7-point advantage for Dort College right now. Doan will bring the basketball up. Tigers have it on the right side. This is Daly. Daly. Swing pass out front. It's taken away. Here comes Danelle Bone. Bone with a steal. Driving. Dumps it off Marish. Marish up strong. Good. Marish with 8 points, and the defenders lead by 9, 64-55. Doan has the basketball on the wing. They get it out front to Braithwaite. Braithwaite picks up her dribble. Braithwaite comes left side. Out front, Daly. Daly, Braithwaite guarded there by Gaysink. Into the lane, puts it up. It's blocked by Spencer. Here comes Dort College and Bone. Bone with the basketball. Dort College can slow it up if they want to. Bone will do so. Ball taken back by Doan. Doan with the steal. Ballard. Ballard driving back, and we've got a player down. Danelle Bone picks herself up slowly. Kayla Gaysink will bring it up. So Gaysink will take it across the half-court stripe. Ballar with a two-point basket. She's got eight. Long three, no good by Dort College. Coming away the other way is Doan. Braithwaite quickly up the floor. She passes to Ballar. Back to Braithwaite. Braithwaite drives in. Missed it, no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink has it across half-court. Dort College has timeouts if they want to use them. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Dort College defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College leading by 7, 64-57. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC in the community, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. York College with the basketball. This is Cook. Cook over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it. Nearly has it. Loses it. It's still loose. It's down on the floor. It's still loose. York College is going to force a jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Doan basketball. York College squanders the possession after the timeout. Those are the kind of things that'll drive coaches crazy. Absolutely batty. You use a timeout. You want to talk things over. You want to get a good shot. And you turn the ball over on the ensuing play after the timeout. 64 to 57 our score. Doan with the basketball. Tigers have it. Driving in, and they shovel it off, and we've got a blocking foul called on the defenders. 3:14 left to play. Braithwaite will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw by Braithwaite. Beg your pardon, 1-1, and we've got a foul called on the rebound against the Doan Tigers. The touch foul, and now we'll walk the other way. Well, occasionally you see this. Suddenly things get tightened up at the end of the ball game, and that is indeed what is happening right now. So free throw on the way for Brianna Sprock, an opportunity to push the lead back up for the defenders. Free throw is up for Brianna. It's good. Seven for Sprock. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Brianna Sprock. This one's up and good. Sprock makes them both. 8 points for Sprock, and the defenders lead 66-57. Their college trying to run their winning streak to three in a row. Go high post, Upanisa. Upanisa gives it up Daly. Now they swing it back outside. Three ball on the way is good by Kelly Ballar. She's got 11. And the defender lead is back to six at 66-60. 2:49 left to go. Door College needs to take care of the basketball at this point. Jamie Cook with it on the sideline. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma dumps it underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke lay in good. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. She's got nine, and the defenders lead 68-60. 2.5 left to go. Three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. North College doesn't have to push it now. Use some clock, shorten up the game. They get it back over to Cook. Cook, backdoor cut, Sprunk. Sprunk, layup good. Brianna Sprunk with 10, and the defenders lead 70-60. Doan with a basketball on the left side. Tigers looking down low. They get it to Upanisa. Upanisa, nothing there. 2 minutes left to go in the game. York College by 10. Doan has it on the right side. Faking the three is Dubas. Dubas, nothing there. She comes back out front to Braithwaite. Underneath, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook hands it off to Jelsma. Jelsma with a 10-point lead for York College to work with. They come back over to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook into the corner, Van Dyke, 17 to shoot. They get it to Jelsma, back out front, Cook. Cook right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, back over to Cook, 1:30 remaining. And a timeout on the floor, charged to the York College defenders. Timeout, York College, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Yeah. College, a minute 29 away from starting the women's basketball season, 1-0 in the conference. They get it over to Cook. Cook with the basketball down to the baseline. Fires it back outside. Three ball on the way at the buzzer. No good at the shot clock buzzer. Here comes Doan. Doan racing back the other way. Braithwaite. Braithwaite gives it up. They get it up front to Upanisa. Upanisa, right side, Braithwaite. Braithwaite, nothing there. Comes back into the corner. Driving baseline, shot no good. Rebound down, taken down by Spronk. Here comes Dort College with the lead in the basketball. 1 minute remaining. Dort College up by 10. 1 minute remaining in the contest. Donnell Bone will walk it across half court. Bone goes right side, Spronk. Spronk with it underneath Cook. Cook posting up against Braithwaite with the left hand, good. Jamie Cook with 12, 6 in the first half, 6 in the second half, and the defenders lead 72-60. Great second half performance by the defenders today. Upanisa fouled underneath, 36 seconds remaining. Dort College trailed 38-31 at halftime. They put 41 on the board while limiting Doan to 22 points here in the second half of play. Upanisa, a pair of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First one is up and good. She's got 7. Another free throw on the way. Spronk will check out of the ballgame. A second free throw on the way for Upanisa. Trying to make it a 10-point ballgame, and she does. Upanisa with 8, and the defenders lead 72-62. In the backcourt with it is Cook. Cook fires it over to Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink back over to Bone. 24 seconds remaining. Dort College with a 10-point advantage. 20 seconds remaining. Looks like Doan's going to let the shot, well, let the clock run out for the most part. They feed it right side over to Gaysink. Gaysink comes back over to Spencer. Spencer to Van Dyke. Van Dyke lay in, good. There's your exclamation point. Dort College 74, Doan 62. Doan comes back the other way. Braithwaite shot blocked at the buzzer, and that's the ball game. Final score, Dort College 74, Doan College 62. Dort College makes up for a 7-point halftime deficit and a 16-point first half deficit to score the 12-point victory this afternoon over the visitors from Doan. Next up for the defenders, they travel to Mount Marty in Mitchell, in Yankton, South Dakota, for a contest. That'll be this Tuesday evening. Dort College wins by a final of 74-62. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders overcome what was a 26-10 deficit in the first half and a 38-31 halftime deficit. They crawl back in and tie it, or I should say took the lead at 48-46 on a three-point basket, a three-point play, I believe. That ended up coming from Donnell Bone. We had one tie. That was at 55-55. Dort College never relinquished the lead, though, after they took the lead at 48-46. Doan tied it at one point at 55. Dort College responded with a four-point run. Beg your pardon, a nine-point run. They went from tied 55-55 to up 64-55. And they go on to win by a final of 74-62. Unofficially, Dort College was led in scoring by Jamie Cook's 12 points. Doan was topped by Cheryl Braithwaite's 17. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. No official statistics at the moment. But we'll get to those in just a bit. Next up for the defender women, they travel to Mount Marty in Yankton, South Dakota this Tuesday evening. Then they've got a little break. They'll play again on Monday of the following week, the Monday following the Thanksgiving holiday. They'll be facing off with AIB in Des Moines on Monday after Thanksgiving. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Craig Steensma right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Craig Steensma joins me as we take a look at our statistics through the first half of this women's and men's basketball doubleheader. And Coach, midway through the first half, things were pretty difficult for your team. You got down by 16, but you were able to battle. You were able to get to the free throw line late in the first half. Kind of kept yourself in it, despite the fact you were turning the ball over quite a bit. And in the second half, you kind of hit your stride, it seemed.
Yeah, it seemed like we were trying to mix in some new players we talked about beforehand, that it might be a little bit of an adjustment. And, you know, I thought we had, you know, I just thought we had our worst half, you know, the first half where we really played into their hands and did some things we didn't want to do. And, you know, I didn't think we knew what we were doing as far as what defense are we even in. Some of the players looked just kind of shell-shocked. And so I was glad we responded in the second half and played. I thought we played a much better game and really got after them in the second half. You know, 22 points maybe in the second half. Whereas the first half, they got some pretty easy points. So, you know, I think Bailey Spencer was a big key for us on the defensive end. She did just a great job guarding Madeira Upanise, and she really held her in check and tipped balls and knocked balls out of bounds. And, you know, they got frustrated then, and, you know, it kind of took them away from the penetrating offense.
Number 30, Cheryl Braithwaite, had a good first half against you. Second half, you were able to limit her a little bit more and made her work really hard for what she got. Was that a halftime adjustment, or was that something where you just simply did it better than what you were doing in the first half?
Yeah, I think we did a much better job of guarding her in the second half. And, you know, Danelle took her turn on her, and Kayla Adamson took her turn, and Kayla Gasing all played her pretty well, but... You know, it wasn't like the scouting report wasn't. You know, it was right on there. Hey, we cannot let her drive baseline. We have to stay down. We can't foul her. But she just went right past us. And, you know, I just felt like we weren't as ready to play as they were. And I thought we were ready, but they were really, really ready and really took it at us.
What else do you take away from this game as you start breaking it down and looking at it, first half as opposed to second half? Do you just simply say, the second half is more of the team that we can be this year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think if I'm able to watch the tape and say, why did we not score here? What was the problem? Why did we not stop them here? And we can identify weaknesses that way, just individual, single, one time, hey, this person can't do this or this person can. And that will really help us a lot moving forward as we kind of look at going to Mount Marty on Tuesday.
Mount Marty on Tuesday, taking a look at some of the individuals that you had today. Jessica Jelsma and Kara Van Dyke got in some foul trouble by the time you got to halftime. It seemed like you had to slow those two down just a little bit. Jessica wanted to get all those 16 points back in one or two possessions in the first half.
Yeah, she was really in a hurry. You know, just there's no other way to describe it, but she was a little in a hurry. Hey, we're not winning. We're not, you know, getting to the basket quick enough. And, you know, and then when she forces things, she's not as good of a player. And she's going to be a terrific player for us. You know, she had a rough time there in the first half, and you know, she'll have her moments, and she'll have some great days. And you know, today she was able to come in the second half and play a couple pretty key minutes for us as well, and you know, get to the basket a couple times and make a couple nice passes, and then finish that 1 3-point play.
Jamie Cook, 12 points, and she did it with only getting 9 shots from the floor. Pretty economic basketball, if you will, for Jamie Cook offensively.
Right. I thought Jamie really helped us in the ball handling department and rebounding. And then, you know, in the second half, we called timeout, and we said, or I said, I guess, the ball is going to go to Jamie in the post, and that's what we're going to do. And she really responded to that. And, you know, the kids, they did a great job throwing in there, and Jamie finished off some plays, which really kind of allowed us to spurt ahead. And, you know, Elise Marsh was a key for us in terms of giving us some energy minutes and sprinting the floor hard and getting some easy transition baskets. Thought those were a pretty big key, too.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by. Good way to start the season, 1-0 in the GPAC.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensman talking about today's contest between the Dort College Defenders and the Doan Tigers. Let's take a look at the box score that we have now. The Dort College Defenders, 26 of 50 from the floor, 52%, 1 for 8 on threes, 12.5%, 21 of 25 on free throws, 84%. For the Doan Tigers, they were 22 of 60 from the floor, 36.7%, 7 of 22 on three-pointers, 31.8%, of 11 of 18 on free throws, 61.1%. Dort out-rebounded Doan, 37 of 29. turnovers. Dort committed 30, Doan 27. Individually, Dort College, Caravan Dyke and Jamie Cook with 12 points each. 8 points for Jessica Gelsman, 9 for Kayla Gasink off the bench, 8 for Elise Marish, 7 for Bailey Spencer, 6 for Danelle Bone, 2 for Kayla Adamson. For Doan, 19 for Cheryl Braithwaite, 12 for Ashley Daly, 8 for Madra Upanisa, 8 for Brittany Little, 6 for Callie Ballar, 3 for Savannah Lohmeyer, 2 for Morgan Dubas, 3 for Hannah Dostal, 1 for Alyssa Welcott. Rebounding, Dort College had 3 players with 6 rebounds each. They were Brianna Spronk, Jamie Cook, and Kayla Gasing. 5 for Kara Van Dyke. 4 for Bailey Spencer. For Doan, 6 for Brittany Little. 4 for Madra Upanisa. 3 for Ashley Daly and Cheryl Braithwaite. 3 for Savannah Lohmeyer. 2 for Morgan Dubas. And 2 for Hannah Dostal. Morgan Dubas led Doan with 4 assists. Jessica Gelsma led Dort College with 5 assists. Danelle Bone had 5 steals for the defenders, 3 for Kayla Gasing, 2 each for Kara Van Dyke and Brianna Spronk. 5 steals for Cheryl Braithwaite, 3 for Ashley Daly, and 2 for Kelly Ballar. 5 steals as well for Hannah Dostal. 74-62 the final. Dort College improves to 3-2 for the season, 1-0 in the conference. They've won 3 in a row. The Doan Tigers are now 3-2 and 0-1. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma about today's men's basketball game right after this.